Hey guys, you're tuned into another episode of the Live Rich Movement podcast with Erica Lassan. And happy Friday! The world is a messy and anxiety-inducing place. How can you begin to practice wellness as a whole? And where does it start? How can you take the work out of it? And if you're looking to break away from a processed lifestyle in every sense of the word, how can you become more healthy and whole in a beautiful and organic way? Today's guest is Autumn Cologne of L. Autumn Co. As a wellpreneur and student of holistic health and nutrition from New York City, Autumn is a wellness advocate, food, feelings, and movement enthusiast. Her work centers around making holistic wellness and nutrition relatable. As a mom, I'm super excited about today's episode because I am all about wellness, especially as a woman. Because the more we take care of ourselves, our wellness, and our nutrition, the better we can teach our children how to take care of theirs as a whole. And that's how we begin to reverse generational curses and better ourselves and the next generation for the future. So make sure you keep listening to today's episode because it's going to be chock full of conversation and great tips on how you can do the same for yourself and your family. Hey guys, oh my gosh, so I am super, super, super stoked for today's episode, as I am every week's episode. Not only is today Friday, my sister is getting married! Bee, bee, bee. Today my little sister is getting married and I'm really excited. If you guys have listened to past episodes, especially the one where I had with Dana Bolden, then you probably know which sister I'm talking about, Christine. So with that being said, if today's audio sounds a little weird, I apologize. It's because I'm doing it from our hotel room, which is pretty big and airy, and there isn't a lot of stuff to muffle the sound like there typically is. It's all about progress over perfection and functional, not fancy. But I hope that your week has also been going really well and that you've been taking care of yourself. Another reason why I'm really excited about today's episode is because it talks all about wellness. And not just wellness for the sake of looking good, but wellness for the sake of feeling good. One thing that I always talk about is taking care of yourself. And with the Live Rich Movement, the main point of what we are trying to do in helping women in transitional phases of life is to help them find joy and healing in what's next. Of course, one feel-good thing at a time. If you follow our challenges or if you follow the site and the content that we put out, it's all about making sure that you're feeling good on an authentic and organic and holistic level. One of my dreams is to be someone who is completely plant-based, but not only being plant-based, I would really like to get to a point where I'm able to grow and cultivate my own food to the point where I'm barely eating any processed foods. Like right now it is a dream, but I live my whole life based on dreaming and the vision of where I ultimately want my life to head. So while right now it's just a vision, I've written it down and I've made it plain, and plant-based living is on the way. To help myself get into the mood and the mental space in knowing all the steps that need to be taken in order to make that transition, I thought of who I could speak with that has done it and is doing it, and someone who's made it a lifestyle. And I couldn't think of anyone better than my good friend, Autumn Cologne. Through this conversation, we talk about the transition into wellness, how one gets into plant-based living, changing your diet and passing those new habits on to your children, and also recognizing how sometimes what we think may be one thing, like PMS, could actually be something a little more serious, and how important it is to be in tune with your body so that you can recognize when things aren't exactly what they seem to be. Welcome, Autumn.
Hey, girl. Hey. Hey. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to get into it.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule. Y'all don't even know. Girl. Okay. Y'all don't even know. She's not only a wellpreneur in the sense of like caring for wellness and all of those things, but she's like a multi-passionate creative that is killing the game. And she's also a mom of two. But I'm going to let her talk about
who she is real quick.
My name is Autumn Cologne. I am a wife and mama of two. I'm also a wellpreneur, student of holistic health, and a entrepreneur. And I started my platform, my social platforms, about 2 years ago. And what I really wanted to do when I first got started was focus on providing just real life mommy content that was just relevant to my life. And as I got more into that industry, I started to just find that there was a gap in the industry of just being, you know, sharing content that was wellness specific. I have went through my own journey through wellness and self-rediscovery. And through that, I learned a lot about myself. And so I found that just being, you know, I'm a very transparent type of person. Like I share the real life, you know, inside details of what it's like living with clinical depression, postpartum, like PTSD. I mean, I really felt that there was a gap in the industry of just sharing information to help women and specifically Black mothers just know that there's information out there and how to help yourself in a holistic way. How I got started in my own process of like going down this holistic path. Back in 2017, I was struggling not only mentally, but physically. I had already had both my kids and, you know, through the years, I was only identifying myself as this mom, you know, like, and having children at my first son, I had him when I was 19 years old. And so I always say that, you know, I grew up as he grew in within me, right? But
so how old is he now?
My son is 9. He'll be 10 this year. So,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and how old is Brooke?
Brooke is, she's going to be 7 in next month. Right. Oh my God. Exactly. So I just kind of lost myself. And then I started having several health issues, right? So I started to, because I was overweight and because I was depressed and because I wasn't taking care of myself, I found myself just really being not well in a lot of areas in my life. And after just kind of reflecting and getting myself into therapy and figuring out the issues that I had health-wise, I just decided that, you know, I was going to start to take control of my life. And through that process, I learned, like, you know, about myself. I lost 80 pounds and I transitioned my entire, like, I want to say mindset and purpose in life and living. Like, you know, I decided I wanted to break generational curses within my family and within my, you know, just everywhere. And I want to share that information with other women on how they can do the same. You know, a large part of my motherhood was me not being confident enough to show who I am and to show up as my best self. But the more that I put work into myself, right, the more that I poured into who I was and recognizing who Autumn was as a woman, as opposed to just being a mom, I realized that there was, you know, there's much more to uncover. And that kind of led me down the multi-passionate journeys that I'm that I'm embarking on now. And I'm thankful for it. I love what I do. And I love helping and sharing with other women about seeking true transformation and healing from the inside out.
Oh my gosh. So much goodness. Like right off the bat, you just like came out the gun running. Okay. That's exactly the reason why I have you on. So right. Many people are experiencing the same thing. Exactly what you mentioned in detailed as far as like losing yourself and feeling like, well, I feel like I'm just a mom. Like everything is revolving around my family. I had that experience. And I was like, well, you know, how many other people are having this experience? Because it's not something that's spoken about often. Everybody like has these examples and aspirations of motherhood that look like Pinterest and Instagram. And it's like, that's not really what life looks like all the time. Like, it has its moments where it does look like that. And that's why, you know, social media is really a highlight reel, but so many people base what they try to do with their everyday living based on those like highlights, you know?
Like,
so I really appreciate you sharing that.
Of course. Like, I mean, like that's what I like try to strive to like show. Like, yes, you're going to see great, delicious vegan food on my, you know, on my platform, but you're also going to see when I struggle with having a PMDD week, which is an issue and, you know, a chronic illness that many women don't know about and are experiencing like every day and just don't have the knowledge, you know? And I want to share that, like, you can be a dope Black mom and you can have anxiety and you can have, you know, these other things, but that doesn't make it all of you, right? We can be multifaceted. You can be able to show up one day and then not show up the next day because that's life. Like it shouldn't have to be sunshine and rainbows all the time because honestly, like that's not what life is about. We have struggles as moms. We need community and we need to like be connected with mothers and other women that look like us that have the same, you know, relatable. I like to share my truth and transparency because honestly, when I got into it, it was my goal was if I help just one woman get to the, you know, get a therapist, if I help one woman understand and know that like she has value and that her worth is more than just being a mom, then I have reached my goal. I don't care if I have 10,000, 20,000 followers. For me, it's about impacting and inspiring women to just be them, their best selves at all points and all times and really seeking healing from the inside out so that your life has joy and harmony, right? Like I know that you speak all out about joy and I totally relate to that, which is why I think you and me are just like, so we're always connecting on such a good soul level, right? Because we've truly seek that for ourselves. And I think that it shows to people as well that we don't need to, you know, show up a certain way. We just live it, you know? So.
Amen. Yeah. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Embodying your message, not having to like say it all the time, but just live it.
Right.
But real quick, for those people who don't know what PMDD means, would you mind sharing?
Yeah. So PMDD, it's called premenstrual dysphoric disorder. It's a health problem that's similar to PMS, but it's a little bit more serious because it can cause severe depression, anxiety, and lots of other just really, I don't want to say horrible, but it causes a lot of like mental, physical strain and stress on a woman's body. And it happens prior to your period. So it's in the, what they call the lethal phase of your cycle, which is typically about 1 to 2 weeks before you actually have a cycle. And what happens to women who experiences it is it's really it can be anything from panic attacks every day, feelings of suicidal ideation, trouble sleeping, feeling out of control, physical symptoms such as PMS with cramps, bloating, tenderness, and things like that. But when you are diagnosed with PMDD, it's really hard to get a diagnosis of PMDD. You have to track and, you know, go through all these methods to kind of narrow down that this is what it is. But it's really a mental, in my opinion, it's a mental health issue, right? Because a lot of it, I mean, it's not controllable. I mean, they try to, you know, you can get hormone medication for it and you can get all these other medications to try and heal that. But it really is so many different symptoms that come from, you know, your environment to your genetic makeup. I mean, it really can affect and has affected a lot of women. And for me specifically, the feeling of being out of control is something that led me down the path of trying to uncover what was happening in my life. So I spoke to my therapist and my psychiatrist about it. And we just went through the process of just like tracking my mood for months, right? Where it was like, what was happening, when, how did I, you know, and what was going on with me. And that's how we got to our diagnosis. But for some women, they think that it's, you know, just regular PMS and this is just life. But it really is something that I think I try to provide more awareness to. It's a very new for me. It's a very new diagnosis, but I'm still learning and I'm still kind of just figuring out like where, how to get healing from it. But you know, every day and every month is different. And every month I get better and better because I do know what's happening to me and how I can try and, you know, combat it naturally.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for sharing that. Having gone through all of these changes and revelations about things that were happening with you mentally, physically, emotionally, I want to ask you, what do you consider to be your purpose and passion? Because I know that you're really passionate about talking about wellness and self-care as a whole, but like, what would you say are your purposes and your main purpose and your passions?
I think that my main purpose, right, is to, I'm a storyteller and I'm a creative. Like I love to tell the story, like whether it's my story or the stories of other women. And in order to help other women and mothers with the tools necessary to invest in themselves, providing women with tools to flourish and rediscover personal joy and harmony and healing is my joy. I want to share the real life experience. I want to share tips, and I want to share just experiences that, you know, are relatable to me, like things that I have actually used that have helped me, things that I have researched and, you know, put into myself. I want to share that with other women so that they can break the curses in their own households, so that they can know that there's access for them, that they can know that there's resources, support, and community that's out there to uplift and support them. So I really feel like my mission is just showing the world through the power of storytelling that, you know, it's okay to be okay. It's okay not to be okay, right? And it's okay to love yourself unconditionally, however that looks. And it's all about health and healing internally. It's not necessarily, and you and I spoke about this in length before, but it's not all about how you look, right? Like, yes, I lost the 80 pounds. Yes, I look good. I'm feeling snatched. But like, it really was about, it really was about the research, right? It was about what I had to do mentally to change who and what I was thinking about to get to that point. Because I think that a lot of times people just think, oh, it just happens. Like, I naturally just was like, I'm going to be a vegan and I'm going to change my life. It's a process. And I want to show people through the power of storytelling that, like, this process and how to get there and the steps that it takes to just live a better life is really what I think is my mission here.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So that brings me to my next question. And you having lost all of that weight and feeling good, looking snatched, all the things. But like you said, it did take work. It did take research. Now, what is your approach to nutrition overall? How did you embrace the process of transitioning from eating whatever you wanted all the time to living your current plant-based lifestyle?
That's a good question, because I think that a lot of times people have this misconception that you just jump into it, right? For me, my transition was really led by my medical conditions. And I basically, my doctor said, you know, you have to change the way that you eat, otherwise you continue to be in pain. And so with that, I just started researching, and I started the same thing that I did with my PMDD is I track my food. I know that sounds like so crazy, but people have to do this, because when you have chronic illnesses, there's nothing more. You have to kind of figure out where you are. And so I did a lot of research, and I took a lot of notes, and I did a lot of internal, like what we call like the elimination diet. And I found that my body was not consuming animal products the way that it should have. Like, my body just was not breaking it down. I was getting really, really sick all the time. And so I just little by little started to just remove things from my diet. So the first thing I removed was chicken and poultry. And then I went, and so I was eating just fish and vegetables and whole grains and legumes. And then I did that for about 3 months. So I did what we call like a slow transition. And through that transition, I was teaching myself how to eat. And I think that's a step that some people kind of, they may falter at, because you want to become a vegan and you want to have this plant-based diet, but like, how are you going to feed yourself? So through my transition, I was like learning, how do I make my favorite dish plant-based? How do I veganize everything that I like, so that when I get to this level of being vegan, I won't have a backslide. You know, I won't be wanting to go eat some chicken. So that's kind of how I did it. I just kind of did an elimination diet. And then after about 6 months of transitioning, I went fully into becoming a vegan. In the beginning, it was a little bit harder for me, because I would just eat like a lot of the processed vegan food that they have, like in the supermarket. And I'm not saying that those things are like the most terrible thing. You know, they're great filler transitional products that are out there, and there are lots of healthy brands. But as I started to learn more about my internal well-being, that's when I started to just kind of research the power and the healing of food itself. And I enrolled into a holistic nutrition course, because that particular program actually teaches, you know, health and healing through plants and not necessarily other, you know, like animal products. And that's what holistic nutrition is all about. And I kind of just researched and took those classes and kind of implemented them into my daily life.
I love hearing you talking about veganizing normal food. In the perfect life, I'd be completely plant-based, because I love seeing color on my plate. I love the idea of the stuff that comes from the earth, because we just don't know how anything is processed, even with the fruits and vegetables that we do eat,
right?
You know, because goodness knows where they're coming from. Goodness knows how they're being maintained. Like my, one of my dreams is to have a garden of my own where I can plant my own food.
Yes.
And I never in my life in a million years thought that that would be something that I would say. Like if you would have asked me that 10 years ago, I would have been like, you's a liar. Like, why would I want to do that? Like, why do I want to put my hands in dirt? But now it's like all I think about.
Right.
So I really appreciate you sharing that. You know, it's like, Lord, just give me the land
right.
so that I can put my hands in the soil and work it like, you know, the way you intended when you created us.
Exactly. And I mean, like, I don't want to go into, you know, the science because that we could be here all day talking about, you know, what's being put into the food and all the other, all the other craziness. But honestly, I think that for me, like, just as like it being a health decision, it was the best thing that I could have done for myself and my well-being. Like, I just feel better. Like, I feel just like, honestly, I'm just a different person. You know, like when you eat, when I was eating certain foods, I just wasn't my best self. I was just tired. I didn't want to run. I just wasn't happy. And now that I fill my body with food that makes me feel good, it just translates on the outside. And that's why I like to always stress, you know, the inside out, right? Harmonizing from the inside out, because what you put into you will, you know, shine through you. It's the same thing with as affirming ourselves, right? When we pouring into ourselves, what is it you're manifesting? What is it you're putting into yourself, right? And that's what shines through you. So it's the same thing with food. And I think that's kind of what my brand tries to reflect, is like doing all these things to help you live in harmony and have a healthy and happy life. So
yeah. That's amazing. Oh my goodness. See, this is why we vibe so well. But I do have a real quick question though. Being that you are plant-based, is your entire family plant-based? Does your husband and your children eat? No.
No, like, so I really strive and I really try to get them to switch, but I'm also not the type of person that's going to force. I don't want to be a food authority over my children, because I think that that creates an unhealthy relationship with food in general. I mean, I know that I had some experiences with like, I'm never eating that again because I was forced, you know, and I just don't want them to have that type of relationship with food. But what we do as a family is we just make sure that we incorporate meals and restaurants and other things that like is, you know, that are plant-based. So if they have a burger, it might be a plant-based burger today. You know, we might use, you know, some Impossible meat burger, you know, and to kind of like introduce. And we also just make sure that like our kids, like that they have exposure to what's there. I'm not hiding from them that I'm a vegan. They know that mom's a vegan. The baked food that I make, I always make it baked. I make it vegan because I can't eat it if it's not. So, you know, I'm baking cookies and they're vegan and they love them. They love them more than regular cookies. So it's all about, I think for children, I'm the type of mom that wants to allow my kids to have choice, right? So I want them to be able to learn about, you know, what food is and how it can treat their body, but I'm not going to also deprive them of, you know, having macaroni and cheese. So I will just show them both options as opposed to being like, you have to have this thing. So that's my philosophy. And my husband is just not ready. He's Puerto Rican. He's not ready to give up his, he's not ready, but it's fine. You know, and it's a process. And I think that my hope and my prayer is that one day that we are fully vegan, like family, but I'm also just going with their flow. You know, I don't want them to have an unhealthy relationship with becoming a vegan and be like, my mom forced me to do this, you know? So,
yeah, you know. That's beautiful. And so important. What helps you maintain your wellness regimen? The moment you find yourself getting off track, what helps you get centered again?
Honestly, running. And I know that you and I kind of really in that area. But running is one of my favorite self-care practices. And specifically, I mean, all forms of movement is great, but specifically running, because I feel like what I'm doing in that moment is solely just for me. I'm on that run by myself. I'm reflecting. I'm able to move my body the way that I want to move my body, as opposed to taking a class and someone teaching me. I can move, you know, my legs as fast or as slow as I want. And I just really, it always just takes me back to like the reason why I started. When I first started my weight loss journey, like running was all that I knew how to do. I didn't know how to do exercise. I didn't know how to like do yoga or anything. So I just ran every day. And so it just always kind of just as that therapeutic thing that just brings me back to just at like myself and my center.
I love that. So what are two other things that you do on a daily basis that helps you get centered and grounded and that really kind of fall in line to as a part of your self-care regimen? I'm like asking you three questions at once.
Okay. No, listen, it's fine. Every day I do what's called morning pages. So last year I took a break from a lot of things and I read this book called The Artist's Way. And in that book, one of the first lessons is the morning pages. And that is 3 pages of writing every day as the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning. So when I wake up in the morning and I pull myself together, I'm not checking my phone. I'm not going on Instagram. I'm sitting there and I'm reflecting. And it could be anything from like what I dreamed about to my aspirations for the day, my intentions, my goals, my dreams, my hopes. Or sometimes it's just a poem, something that's on my heart. So I do that every day with my coffee, by myself, with my music. And I'm just there, and it's just about me in those 3 pages. And sometimes I go back and I read them, and sometimes I see that I've manifested things in my life that I wrote down that I wanted. So that's one of the other practices. And one of the other things that's newer in my self-care practice is I have always struggled with celebrating myself. I know there are a lot of women who have that same issue. And so this year I started to just like every time I did something great or I felt good about something that I accomplished, I reached a goal, I wrote it down on a post-it and I keep those post-its in an area that I can visually see them. I'm a visual learner. I'm a visual person. So I keep them there to remind myself of the great things that I've done, because for me, I have a lot of trauma and healing that I'm working through. And so for me, it helps me to see like, girl, you are winning, you know, and remind myself to give myself grace and to give myself, you know, just the space and opportunity to just say like, you are great. You are amazing. And everything that you do is in purpose. And so I like to do that because it's just a self-reminder, kind of just being like, girl, like,
yeah,
for yourself, you know? So.
And anytime you need extra celebratory friends, let me know, because look, I'm always rooting for you. Like on the other side, when I see you post things, I'm like, yes, Autumn, like giving the snaps to myself. My kids are looking at me like, what are you doing, mommy? Like,
I appreciate it so celebrating much.
My internet friends that are friends at IRL, you know?
Right. Like, I mean, honestly, I think that like the great thing about being being on social media and like having a presence is like the community that you build. Like I've never known you, right? Like we met through social media. Like it's, like, you know, like community and connection can be built online and you meet amazing, beautiful people like you. And, you know, and I think that it's a great tool for not only business, but just like connection and community, especially, I mean, it's COVID, girl, like. How else are we going to connect?
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Can't go nowhere.
Right.
And you're all the way in Atlanta.
I know, girl. During the whole virus, like just picked up and left. Like, I mean, we were already planning to leave, but it was really escalated when we left. So it's been interesting.
Wow. Look at God. So the next question I have is about your ability to juggle your life as a person, as a mom, as a wife, with your life as an influencer and basically having a digital presence. You say it's not always rainbows and unicorns, and I feel that like a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel pressure to have your wellness brand be and feel a certain type of way in terms of aesthetics? How much do you balance of your life with and what you document and share with your audience or your involvement with your kids? Like, how does that work and how does it affect you in your everyday living?
You know, I honestly feel like for me, I have a very good clarity, right? And in my brand. So for me, it's easy to create content for my audience because it's just me sharing my life there. And I also like as a visual, like I love visual design. I love like how things look. I know that when I'm, you know, creating imagery or if I'm creating content, I have a brand guideline that I stick to, but it's also just me being real. So you're going to get me fixing my garage for my homeschool classroom, and you might get me sad one day, or you might get me reflecting, or you might get me sharing tips on, you know, how to journal effectively. And you're going to get tips on how to make, you know, how to make some barbecue tofu. Like, you know, you might, I mean, it's not for me, it's work, but it's honestly it's like me just on social media. Like I don't sugarcoat what I'm writing. If I'm editing something, obviously it's for grammar, but it's not necessarily to just be like, oh my God, I don't know if I should put this out. And if it is something that I feel like I want a question, I would first go back to who is this for and who is this serving, right? Like, and are they going to gain value from me sharing this information? So like I shared earlier, it's like using storytelling to equip women with the tools necessary. So does what I'm posting help these women and these moms gain some value? And so I just always ask myself, and then honestly, to just be more technical, I have systems in place. I have a COO of my company, which is somebody that helps me. It's like, she's a virtual assistant, but I call her COO because it sounds better. Okay.
Manifesting. Look, you got all the C's, something, something.
Listen.
COO, CFO, you're going to need all the COs.
Hello. And so I really lean on support. Honestly, my husband is amazing. He takes all my photos. I just kind of like, you know, I don't stretch myself too thin. I'm totally a believer of living in harmony, and that is giving what needs to be given in the area that it needs to be given at a time that it needs to be given. That sounds crazy, but I think that when people think about balance, they think about things being at an equal level. And if you're doing things at an equal level 100% of the time, then there's nothing left, right? Because you have depleted your cup is completely full. And so I like to say, all right, well, today I'm going to give 25% of my time to this and 25% of my time to this, because that's going to make me full. And every area of my life is being, you know, it's being nurtured. Like whether it's like I'm making time for my husband, I'm making sure that like I'm doing bedtime stories and I'm making sure I do my calls and I take care of my admin work, because I know that if I don't do that, then it's going to be misaligned the next day or the next day or the next day. So that's kind of how I like to keep a healthy harmony, as I like to say.
I love this, girl. You're giving so much goodness to the peeps. Listen to this, Richter fam. Look, I know some of y'all have been struggling with the same things. I just gave y'all all the tea, okay? Follow her. I'm not finished yet, but like, if you aren't following her, I want you guys to take a break. No, don't take a break. Keep listening. After this, like, definitely go and follow her. We'll give you the information soon. But having said that, I want to know, how does your work affect your relationship with your husband? Is he always on board with you being a lifestyle influencer? Like how does your work impact your marriage?
Because that's so funny.
is it too much? Am I doing too much?
No, it's perfectly fine, because I think this is a topic that a lot of influencers don't, you know, they aren't revealing how it affects their relationship. And I think it does have an impact. So in the beginning, my husband was just like, whatever, like, I don't even care. Like, it's Instagram. And it's not really a big deal. But, you know, honestly, one time, more than once, people, like women, went up to my husband and said, like, I know your wife, like literally in the street. They were like, I know your wife, your kids are so cute. And he was just like, this is weird. And I was like, you know, I told him, and I was like, you know, being, you know, public, you're on social media, you're not a celebrity, but like when you share your life so publicly, like people are going to want to come up to you. And he found that to be awkward. But honestly, like my husband is the biggest supporter of everything I do. If I say tomorrow I want to go to the moon, he's going to be like, babe, how are we going to get you to the moon? And I really value that support, and I don't take it for granted, because I think that without his support, I wouldn't be able to like grow at the capacity that I want to grow. My husband right now, he takes care, you know, of the kids like a lot of the time. Like I'm always in meetings or creating or doing something, and he's, you know, he's there to support me in whatever desire, you know, that I choose to go on. And I just, you know, it affects us because he like has fun. He likes getting the stuff from the brands. He likes being in interviews now. He takes my photos now, and he's also my financial advisor. So he's involved in like my pitches and how much, you know, I'm charging clients for coaching. And so, and through time, as he saw this business become valuable, right, he's been more involved, and it's been great. And I don't have any complaints. If you want to hear about Instagram husbands, like my husband is legit an Instagram husband. He would be on the top of the island taking a picture if he needs to be.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Go ahead, Mr. Cologne. Okay. In this world of social perfection and highlight reels, who do you look to for inspiration? Can you share like three different people that if you needed like some people to get some inspo, like, you know, girl, I need you to know this person. Who would those three people be?
So there is this one girl that I absolutely love. She owns a brand called Aya Paper Co. And her name is Savon. And her brand is, she has a separate brand from her personal brand, but it's all about just living an eco-friendly, holistic like lifestyle, and not necessarily just like in what you put into your body, but also like the products that you consume. So I just love her journey because I feel like connected to a woman, like a Black woman who is here trying to make a difference in the business that she has started. So she truly, truly inspires me in terms of like a entrepreneurial type of woman. And then there's also there's another woman called Watermelon Egg Rolls.
Ashley.
Yes, Ashley. I love Ashley because honestly, like I just feel like her connection to her family is, you know, and how she speaks about it and how she cares and loves and shows up online. Like, I mean, it makes you feel like you know her, but also I just feel connected to her content because it's relatable to me and my life. I'm also in an interracial relationship. I homeschool my kids and she's very out there and outspoken about her beliefs and her values and her relationship and her marriage. And so I think that whenever I'm feeling like down or I'm feeling like, oh, these kids are getting on my nerves, like her content reminds me to love deeply and to love hard and to just, you know, get reconnected with yourself and your children, because at the end of the day, like this is like your core, right? Like they are the closest people to you. So it brings me always back a reminder of like, this is who I'm doing it for, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's dope. I mean, I could go on and on. Like I'm inspired. Yeah,
those are two really good ones. You're going to leave it at those two, yes. Because I feel like that with that, people have all of their bases covered.
Right.
I wanted to ask you basically what's next for you, but I know that you have your, oh my gosh, so many things, the mom space and your creative design company.
Yes.
But with all that you do, blogging, speaking, nutrition, partnerships, and out of the wazoo, and your whole new firm, what is your main mission with Lottom Co?
Right. And that's a good question. I think that for me, for last year, like I said, I had taken a break from like just figuring out like what brings me joy and what brings me purpose, but then also what's going to pay me, right? And how can I be of service to people doing something that I love? And that led me down the path of just embarking on being more present for branding and design. I do it as my full-time. I have a full-time job, girl. In my full-time job, I am a brand designer and project manager. So I was, you know, in my break, I was like, I was resisting for a very long time this part and this creativity of myself. But then I realized like, okay, there are women out there that, you know, they're influencers, they're brand builders. Like I can serve them by utilizing the skills that I have. And so my firm focuses and works with only women-owned brands and businesses that have purpose-driven missions, right? So that is aligned with me because I only want to work with brands and businesses and people that are also mission-driven and also have some and can gain and can give value to their community. So we work with brands and businesses to elevate their brand, their personal and visual branding online. And so for me, it connects to my personal brand because it's just an extension of me helping my community of women to elevate and grow and be in a space of harmony in their business, in their, you know, in their everyday lives and their nutrition and their wellness. So that's how it connects. I have the mom space, which is basically just me connecting with moms in a casual way. Like, honestly, we live in a digital space. I'm in a brand new state. I don't know anybody. So for me, it was just me like reaching out to say like, how can we casually connect on this particular topic, whether it's journaling, distance learning, self-care, mental health, whatever it is, like in a space that's non-judgmental, in a space where you can be free to come and have open conversation and just, you know, be yourself. So that's turning into its own beautiful, you know, little button and little flower. But I mean, I try to make sure and that, you know, my brand and who I am and how I show up online is consistent across every platform. And I do that, whether it's my nutrition work, my self-care work, or my design work. And I mean, like everything that I do brings me joy or I wouldn't be doing it. So,
yes. Yes, and this is the reason why we're friends. Before I get to you sharing your handles and how people can connect with you, I just want to ask you, how do you live rich and what exemplifies a live rich moment in your opinion?
For me, like when I think about live rich, I think about living in true joy and purpose, right? And for me, how I do that is how I show up for myself and how I show up for my community every day. Like whether that is, and that doesn't necessarily mean me being on Instagram every single day. It can literally be like me making sure that I eat today. It can be making sure that I hydrate myself, because at the end of the day, when I am not right, the business, the family, nothing else is right. And I think that through the Live Rich movement that empowers women and, you know, empowers the community to just live in their purpose and vision and live in their truth. I think that by showing up as myself as authentically as possible, I live that movement every day. It's within me because there's no other way for me to be than being me. So.
And with that, I'm going to drop the mic. Yeah. And by the drop the mic, I say,
put that on the t-shirt.
That was so good. Where can people follow you? Let the peeps know, because I'm sure everybody's going to be wanting to you for all the things.
Awesome. So you can follow me at L Autumn Co across all platforms. So that is Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. My family has a YouTube channel called The Co Family Chronicles, where we just speak about our family life. We just moved to Georgia, so we're decorating and having just like family vlogs. And then in terms of business, I do have a creative firm that, like I said, supports women-owned brands and businesses through visual and intentional designs to help their brands, just their brand story, be told across all platforms all the time. And you can find me there at LA Co Creative, and it's in my bios, and you know, you can find me online there as well.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Autumn, for taking the time to speak with us. This has been so good. Like so, so good. If y'all don't feel a whole type of a woo-saw happening in your life after this conversation, then reach out to me offline. Okay. that may be something else. So I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for spending time with us. And I pray that you have a lovely, a wonderful, faith-fueled, purpose-propelled day where you're living rich, girl.
Thank you, girl. I appreciate you so much. Thank you again.
Yeah, I appreciate you too. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
If you're listening to this podcast episode and thinking to yourself, man, I need to do better about taking care of myself. Or if you think the idea of being vegan or plant-based is just a dream, or maybe you're thinking 2020 is canceled, but I'd like to make the most of what's left of the year, then you, my friend, have come to the right place. Welcome to LRM Challenges. LRM Challenges are 21-day challenges that are meant to create 21 days of new habits and breaking 21 days of bad ones. By taking this small step in intentional living, we create monumental shifts that create fundamental lifestyle changes. One feel-good thing at a time. The next challenge that we have coming up in October is Reset, Renew, Revive, to make sure that you are touching base with all areas of wellness in your life. Your mental wellness, your physical wellness, your spiritual wellness, your social wellness, and yes, even some financial wellness. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you most definitely want to head over to the site, liveritchmovement.com/challenges, to take part in our next challenge, our Q4 reset. The new challenge starts on October 1st and goes through October 21st, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Head on over to liveritchmovement.com/challenges and join our October challenge. We can't wait to join you in our private group over on the other side. Well, guys, that concludes this week's episode, and I want to thank you all for listening, and a huge thank you to Autumn for sharing her story, her experience, and being this week's guest, especially in such an important time in our history where we really need to be taking care of ourselves. Make sure you guys follow her and all of her boss momspiration across all of her social channels at L Autumn Co. And if you'd like to hire her for some of her design studio work, make sure that you head over to her site and check her out, because there is some really cute stuff happening over there. We hope that you guys come back and check us out in the weeks to come. And I'd love to know what you think about this week's podcast episode as a whole. So if you like it,
please leave a comment and rate it wherever you happen to be listening to it. And if you really like it, make sure you even subscribe. Otherwise, if you'd like to know more about what the Liberage Movement is about or how I could personally help you, head over to the site ericosan.com and let's keep the conversation going online. Follow us across all social media, Facebook, Instagram, it's where I typically hang out, at Erica Lasan. And until the next time, live rich and happy dream chasing. Bye. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into another episode of the Live Rich Movement podcast with Erica Lasan. I'm super excited about this week's episode because it is a little different from what we've been doing as of recent. This week, we do not have a podcast guest, but what I will be doing is bringing you guys another faith-fueled, purpose-propelled chat. Now, if you guys remember when we came back from our 10-month hiatus, I told you that there would be a couple of different types of episodes that we'd have here. The chat conversations where we have the occasional chat session where it's just me and you having a little the chat conversations where it's just me and you, you know, vibing a little bit, talking about what's going on in the world and in our lives, and also speaking on faith and how faith propels, and also speaking about faith and how faith fuels our dreams and our ability to manifest and create whatever we want, in addition to how important it is for us to live in our purpose and how we can take little tangible steps in order to do that. Well, this is going to be one of those chats. We do not have a guest in this week's podcast episode, but we do have one for next week, and it is going to be absolutely amazing. I can't wait for you guys to tune in for next week's episode to hear about that. But before we get distracted and before I get carried away, I want to let you guys know what this week's conversation is going to be about. We're going to be talking about failure, okay, and how it's we're going to be talking about failure, okay? And how failing is not a bad thing and how it is really a matter of perception. Perception is everything. If you remember, if you've been following the podcast for a while, then you know that my very first episode was about progress over perfection. And this is one of those conversations that follow up on that. And recognizing that as long as you are able to have the right perception about your failures, then you are never failing in the negative sense. And the way I like to look at it is from a position of love and power, which I speak a little bit about in this upcoming, which I will be speaking about in the conversation that's about to ensue. So listen, I'm just going to stop talking right now and I'm going to hop into it. I apologize in advance for the audio. I'm trying something a little different. And again, it's a progress over perfection situation. So I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. But in the meantime, let's hop into the conversation. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into another episode of the Live Rich Movement podcast with Erica Lasan. And happy Friday! Ba-ba-ba-bam. Guys, I am so excited that you're here for another episode and also really excited because this week we're going to be trying something a little different, okay? If you guys remember when we came back from our 10th month, if you guys remember when we came back from our 10-month hiatus, I told you that we'd be keeping it funky. We'd be keeping it fresh and mixing it up a bit when it comes to these podcast episodes. This week is going to be one of those different situations where we don't have a guest. So the format is a little different than it typically is. And this week we're going to have a faith-fueled, purpose-propelled chat. I like to call them Faith-Fueled Fridays. And they're inspired by a series that I started on my Instagram page called Faith-Fueled Fridays, where I just kind of vibe out and we talk about what's happening in our lives and what's happening in the world. And today the conversation is about failure. Yes, we're talking about failing because failing is a thing that happens, but we also need to recognize that failing does not have to be a negative thing. In having our conversation today, I wanted to share some tangible tips and tricks that you could use to recognize when you are failing, but making light of it and making sure that you are failing in joy. Not only that,
but also ensuring that you are failing in love and in power. And I know I keep saying failing like it's a great thing, and that's because it is when you have the right perspective, because perspective really is everything. So before I start getting distracted and talking about all of this randomness, let's just hop into this conversation and learning about how we can use our perspectives to manifest all of the goodness that we want for our lives in all of the ways moving forward. Stay tuned.